Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 22nd. Provincial police are appealing for tips after more than $100,000 in luxury goods and cash were stolen from a home in Dundalk. Grey Bruce OPP say officers responded to a break and enter in progress on Wherry Avenue between Seeley Avenue and Russell Street just after 6 Wednesday evening. Police say it's reported two males entered the home and removed a number of luxury items, including Rolex watches, Cartier bracelets, liquor, and cash. Police are asking residents in the area to check their video surveillance. You can find a description of the men on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Bruce County Council has approved an amendment to the county's official plan that would allow for Carson's Supply to have a new manufacturing facility in Saugeen Shores. The facility would be built across from Saugeen Golf Club near Southport Pentecostal Church. Bruce County Planner Karina Smith explains the subject lands are in a prime agricultural area, but non-agricultural uses are permitted in limited circumstances in accordance with provincial and county policies. She says the applicant had demonstrated consistency with those policies. Cobite Engineering Senior Development Planner Dana Kiefer.
The precast concrete structures that they make are catch basins, septic holding tanks, and electrical utility vaults. These are very large structures, and therefore significant outdoor storage is required.
With the approval for the county official plan amendment, the next step for the application will be before Saugeen Shores Council in December. Habitat for Humanity Grey Bruce is marking National Housing Day. It's described as a day dedicated to raising awareness about housing and homelessness. Executive Director Greg Fryer.
We're at crisis level. We have been for quite some time now coming out of the pandemic. And the need for affordable, attainable housing has never been greater.
Fryer says they've been raising money for a future build in Owen Sound. Habitat Grey Bruce has a long wait list of applicants trying to get into a Habitat home and get at least a new inquiry every week. The organization completed two builds in May of this year, and two homes are scheduled to be finished on the Chippewas of Nawash unceded First Nation by the end of 2024. For 2025, they'll continue doing work in Saugeen Ojibwe Nation. There are a number of holiday events and some food and toy drives this weekend around Grey Bruce. Tonight is Paisley's Late Night Social, which sees local businesses stay open until 9 to allow for some post-work holiday shopping. In Hanover, the Paisley Concert Choir is set to perform at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church at 7:30. You can find more events on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 53 points to 25,444. The Dow Jones is up 426 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.5 U.S. cents, down 0.03 of a cent. And the price of oil is $71.26, up $1.16 a barrel. In sports, it's game day for the Owen Sound Attack. They're on the road to face the London Knights this evening. The Attack are trying to avoid a third straight loss, while London has won 12 in a row. You can hear all the action on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service Bear Radio, beginning with the Lumberjack Log Structures pregame show at 6:30. Tomorrow, the Attack host Colby Barlow and the Oshawa Generals at the Bayshore. More hockey. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons, Kincardine Bulldogs, and Mount Forest Patriots are in action tonight. The Meaford Knights play on the road at Ville Marie. And the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host the Seaforth Centenaires at the Plex at 8:30. You can find more on all those games on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. REMAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. And just two games in the NHL. Winnipeg visits Pittsburgh and Buffalo is at Anaheim. The Toronto Maple Leafs are off until Sunday when they host the Utah Hockey Club. And the inaugural Ruby Jubilee Ladies Bond Spiel is set to go this weekend at the Markdale Curling Club. It's in support of the Women's Center, Grey Bruce. Checking the forecast. A 70% chance of showers tonight. 50-kilometer wind gusts becoming light. The temperature dipping to 6 degrees. Cloudy Saturday, a chance of showers, still breezy and a high around 6. Cloudy Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and a high of plus 2. Right now it's 6 degrees in Tobermory, 5 in Walkerton, and it is 6 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.